I want to ask, what is the meaning of vision? What do you think? Vision relate to what? Eyes. Yeah. Vision, the sense of sight. Physically, we use our eyes to look at different objects. But also, when we talk about vision, sometimes psychologically or spiritually, even though our physical eyes do not see it, but physically or spiritually, psychologically, we can have vision. And vision affects our direction, like our eyes. How about when you close your eyes? Do you have the sense of direction? Yeah, you are very smart. Please come out. Okay, thank you. What is your name?
John?
Sean. Okay, good. You try to close your eyes. Yeah. Okay. And then? Okay. Okay, stop. You try to move forward. One step. Stop! Okay. Please open your eyes. You know where? No. When you close your eyes, what happened? Do you know your direction? No. Huh? Okay, thank you very much. Okay. Vision affects our direction. Sometimes in our life, when you do not have vision, we lost our direction of our life. And also, vision affects our action. If you do not have vision, you don't know what to do. In our church, if you do not have vision, you don't know how to serve God. So, when we look at the vision of Jesus, but when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them. He saw the people. He saw a lot of people. In 1984, that is my first time to visit China. When I visit Beijing, the capital, in the railway station, a lot of people lying on the ground with their luggage. There is a picture in my eyes, just like Jesus. Jesus saw the people. They were scattered abroad as sheep have no shepherd. At the time, God opened my eyes and called me to commit my life to him. And then I studied in a theological seminary. And then I became a pastor, became a missionary. So vision affects our life. And Jesus, he saw the multitudes. He was moved with compassion. And the multitudes as sheep having no shepherd. So, vision leads to action. It's so simple. Here, vision, compassion, and action is closely related. But in the middle, we need to pray. Before the action, we need to pray. And the sharing of vision, not only Jesus got the vision, he shared to his disciple. Let us read together. Then said he to his disciples, "The harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray you therefore the Lord of the harvest, then he will send forth laborers into his harvest. We need to share the vision. And here, the harvest truly is plenteous. But the laborers are few. Let me ask you, where is the labor? Where? How about here? We are the laborer. When we have the vision, we can become the laborer. And we need to pray. Pray you before the Lord of the harvest. And then he will send forth laborers into the harvest. In August, I was preaching in Switzerland, in Zurich. Visiting scholar from mainland China. He was a visiting professor in Zurich. He came to the fellowship group, but he's not a Christian. But thank God, after the Bible study, before the Bible study, he told me, still, I'm not a Christian. Even though he came to the church for about 1 year, he read the Bible, he knew a lot of the teaching about Jesus. But after the Bible study, I asked them to pray. If who want to receive Jesus as the Savior, there is no need to tell anybody. Just pray directly to God. And then, after the Bible study, after the prayer, and we finish the meeting, and we prepare to have dinner. You know, the Chinese always eating. Eating is very important. But this visiting professor told me, Pastor, now I want to commit my life to Jesus. I pray to Jesus. I accept Jesus as my personal Savior. Hallelujah! It's amazing. The harvest is plenteous. Now is the time for harvest. We need to share Jesus, to share gospel to the people. But the action of prayer is important. And the action of sending the people into the harvest. And also the action of harvesting for Jesus. I want you to have a look for this picture. It's quite cool. Like Star Wars. Do you know who is this man? Try to think about that. Who?
Skywalker.
Maybe the Skywalker copied this figure. This man is very important people in New Testament. Try to think about. Paul. Let us have a look. Yeah, that is St. Paul Cathedral. Give him a big hand. He is Apostle Paul. When I visit Italy in Rome, I visit this cathedral. This is St. Paul Cathedral in Rome. And this Paul, Apostle Paul, there is a wall painting inside the cathedral to mention the transformation process of Paul. In Damascus, you know, in Damascus, Paul, what did Paul try to do? He is trying to arrest the Christian, persecute the Christian. But thank God, he met Jesus in Damascus. Jesus calling him. And then he tried to repent and commit his life to Jesus and become a missionary to share gospel to the Jews, to the Gentiles. Let us have looked at the vision of Paul. Okay, let's read together. After that, King Agrippa, I was not disobedient to the heavenly vision, but declare first to those in Damascus, then in Jerusalem, and throughout the countryside of Judea, and also to the Gentiles, that they should repent and turn to God and do this consistent with repentance. That is the vision of Paul. And that is the heavenly vision. Here, the vision of worldwide mission. Not only in Damascus, not only in Jerusalem, but throughout the countries of Judea and also to the Gentiles. And Paul was the first missionary sending out to preach and to share. The message is important for repentance. Today, we need to share the gospel and asking people to repent. So, that is a transformation process for Paul and starts from the vision. The vision changed his direction of his life and change his action. Here, when we try to look at the life-transforming cycle, here, the vision, and then the action, and then life. How about you? Do you have a vision? And then, what is your action you want to do? You want to fulfill? And how about your life? Your spiritual life? How to equip yourself to serve God? And then, let's look at the power of life transformation. The first step, personal transformation. When your life was transformed, your life, your person, God will use you. I want you to guess, what do you think? How many children do I have? Yeah, you're trying to guess. Two? More?
Five?
Not so many? Three? A little bit more. Four, okay, yeah, thank God. I have four children only. Only. Yeah, but thank God, I have only one wife. One is enough. And my wife is over there. Yeah. I really thank God. We have four children. But God gave us the vision from Hong Kong and moved to mainland China, to Xi'an. And Xi'an is the ancient capital of China. But at that time, it's not easy. When we try to move to Xi'an, some brothers and sisters in our church, they care about our children, their education. They ask me, hey, pastor, you have a heart to serve the Chinese in mainland China. How about your children? How about their education? You know, the people from Hong Kong, they send the children to Canada, to US, to UK, just for their education. Maybe some parents of you come to Canada. It's important. But I cannot answer them from 2003, about 15 years ago. But I just obey. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. And then we just obey God. But really thank God. God transformed my life and transformed my family. Now, do you know what happened to my children? My elder son became an engineer. And my daughter became a medical doctor in Hong Kong. And another daughter, after she graduated from university, she committed her life as a missionary and studied theology. And last year, she has an opportunity to study in Yale University in America. She tried to learn Arabic because he wanted to reach the Muslim. So, I really thank God. And my youngest daughter is also studying in university. And all of them willing to serve God. So, personal transformation will lead to family transformation. Whole family will be transformed. And also, the church transformation. Because, you know, in the church, different families. Our church is not a building. Our church is related to the people, to different family. When your life was transformed by God, and then our church will be transformed by God. Even the social, the society will be transformed. Especially when I came to Canada, we care for about the cannabis, is it? Cannabis, the law, next week or when will... 17. So I think that you're very smart. You care about the news. So it's good. We care about our children. Will this law affect our society? So we need to pray. We need to share God's love to people. So, from vision to transforming life, from the vision of God, God-oriented vision, not our own, to the action of transforming life. And then, the transforming life of Paul, how about the transforming life of us? Do we have the vision like Paul from the heaven, from God? In this age, in this society, in this church, in our family, the church needs vision. And the church needs the vision from God and the vision of a holistic ministry. Not only just share gospel, we need to care the people. The vision for the worldwide mission and the vision for changing the world. Before I close my sermon, I want to have a very brief for a case in United Arab Emirates, UAE, that is an Arabian country. You see, Abu Dhabi, Did you visit Abu Dhabi before? That is a Muslim country. But the vision of the king of Abu Dhabi led to the vision of Dr. Kennedy. He is a medical doctor from United States. And he got the vision how to serve the Arab in the desert. And then in the 60s, Mrs. Kennedy, also they both of them are medical doctor, they set up the Oasis Hospital in Abu Dhabi. Because of the king. There's vision, the same. And here, the baby prince was born in that hospital. And then, this is my daughter. She's a medical doctor. When we visit them, here, that Oasis Hospital, birthplace of leaders for the nation. And it's amazing. On the wall of that hospital, here, mentioned about the gospel. Let us read together. Christ said, everyone who drinks of this water shall thirst again, but whoever drinks of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. In Arabic country, in the Muslim country, the message on the wall for that hospital. You know, this is the new building of the hospital. But near the hospital, that is an evangelical church. The king led the church, was built over there. Not only that, in the reception of that hospital, that is Arabic Bible. And that Arabic Bible is free for every people. And we get a free copy of Arabic Bible. Did you? We never think about a Muslim country. We'll give a free copy of Arabic Bible to the Arabian. You know? Because the king changed his mind to the Christian. He think that, oh, that is good. Christian, take care for our medical health. So God sometimes transforms us. And vision is so important. I want to ask Pastor Samuel to pray for us as a response to our sermon. Let's stand together.
Let's pray. Father, we thank you that you are such a gracious and loving God, that you love us, that you sent your only Son to die for us, but not just for us, but all of your creation, for all of your children throughout the world, whether they're here, whether they're in China, whether they're in Muslim countries, wherever they are, you sent your Son to die for all of us because you love us. But sometimes, Lord, we are so narrow-minded, we only think about ourselves. We only think about those close to us, and we often forget about those in faraway lands, those who have no relation to us. Yet you love them just as much as you love us, that you died for them as well. Lord, we ask that you would put a burden on our hearts to pray for them, to love them, to want to share the gospel with them, to see them come to know you and to love you as Lord and Savior as you have brought us to come to know you and love you as Lord and Savior. Lord, we pray for those, not just in faraway countries, but those in our close circles around us, family, friends, co-workers, people you've put around us that we know and we care about yet don't know you and don't love you like we do. Lord, put a burden on our hearts to pray for them, to witness to them, to love them, and to share the truth of your gospel with them. That, Lord, everyone around us would know of what an awesome and amazing God you are, not because of the work of missionaries afar, but because you have put a burden on each and every one of our hearts to share the gospel with those around us. So, Lord, we thank you for missionaries like Reverend Pang who are working abroad. But we also pray that you will put a burden on the hearts of the people locally, the hearts of everyone here in our church, to share the gospel and to bear witness to what an amazing God you are with those around us. Lord, the work of sharing the gospel is not just for those in faraway lands. It's not just for those that you have called to be missionaries, but it's for all that you have called to be your followers. So Lord, help us to go out into this world and spread the good news of Jesus Christ. And so Lord, as we pray, as you send us out, that you would send us out in the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, now and forevermore. Amen.